I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
OPP today, some dude who
got divorced.
Yeah, he's already divorced, so we can't screw his relationship up any more than it already is, which is good news for us.
And you said his ex posted something on social media that
that's what I understand. I have just as few details as you do, okay. So let's find out from the horse's mouth. Miles?
Yeah, guys.
Hi.
What's going on? How can we further screw up your already broken marriage?
Well, okay. So, I'm in a tight spot here because my ex-wife, has been posting a lot of things on social media of late about, like, vacations she's been on and purses that she's buying. And, you know, we're still friends. So, I mean, I keep track of what's going on because we have a daughter together.
Okay.
So, you know, I like to, you know, keep track of her as well. So she's buying all this stuff and then talking about it on Facebook. And last week she posted about a complaint about her $300 haircut. And that everything kind of clicked into place. That was the straw that broke my back because, like, I pay a ton in child support.
Okay.
And I was assuming that most of that money went to support my daughter as it should.
Yeah.
But all of these gifts and these trips and now this haircut makes me think that my ex-wife is paying, using my money that I work very hard for and I'm sacrificing for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's spending it on herself.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do.
Dang, this is, and you're not alone, Miles.
Everybody gather around the Steve who's never been married, never had children, who judges everything from on high because he feels like, as a person who's never emotionally attached,
right,
thinks he judges better.
Logic.
Is there a
Miles?
Oh, don't, because I can see by your face you're ready to just. Well, you feel like a guy driving the bulldozer over somebody's house. What?
I just want to ask Miles. You say it's a daughter. You share a daughter.
Yes.
Okay. Is she like? Now she's being fed and she hasn't been clothes. I mean, she's doing good. Your daughter. She's not emaciated or she's not.
No. I'm emaciated. So my daughter.
So what is your point?
You pay child support to support your children.
Mm-hmm.
And to a household that's supporting your child. And with that comes your ex, obviously. And so if your child's being taken care of, in your mind, your ex should be putting that money away towards, like, future, like college and stuff. Every penny that you pay in your mind should go only to that child.
It's called child support.
I know. But part of supporting that child is
a $300 haircut. Are you saying she needs a $300 haircut to make sure their daughter is good on her way to school?
What I'm saying is when men pay their ex-women the child support, now the money, you're done. Your job is over. Now that money, when it's put...
It can't be earmarked? You can't say this has to?
You can, but in the end, that mom will decide where the dole goes out to. And I'm sure she's taking care of your child, but... you're hoping that any money left over goes towards your child, and it's not. And legally, that's how it works. Because that's part of the household that's raising your child.
I hate the sentence I'm about to say, but I have to say it. That's not fair.
It's not fair. It's not. And I used to blow a gasket about this, Miles. I used to go off on this and get so. It's supposed to go to the child. But what are you going to do? What can you do about it? You have no...
Can he go and say, clearly the child doesn't need the amount of money that but you don't want to shortchange your daughter, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, but if all her needs are being met, I mean, if it's not, it doesn't cost as much as the court decided that I should be paying, then, I mean, not to be selfish, but I'm not living all that well. I could use that money as well.
Right, Mile.
How much was your last haircut?
It was like $7.
Yeah.
Oh, $10 with tip.
I know. And this is, and Slacker, I'm with you. It's not fair. I hate that phrase too, but it's not fair. But what's your recourse? There's absolutely nothing a man, a father, can do in this situation.
100% of this money is child support. It's not spousal support,
alimony,
right?
Yeah.
It's 100% child, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but she's obviously...
She needs a haircut. She needs to eat. She needs clothes too.
Does she need to eat in Bora Bora? Because she's taking vacations, dude.
I get
it. And he's not.
But that's her choice to do with that money of the household. The second you hand it over, Miles, you have no say.
I ask you one more question, Miles?
Sure. Yeah,
On that vacation, did your daughter go? Or was it a vacation without your daughter?
As far as I could tell, she was only posting pictures of her. I did not see my daughter in the pictures.
And she works, too. She has an income, your ex, right?
Yeah, she's got a job. Yeah, she's got a job.
I know.
I don't want to sound like three dudes bashing the whole child support system, but I think that if we reverse the genders and some woman we're calling, it seems really... But if Steve's right, there's no recourse, then there's no...
Right. I used to get so... It's like, that's crap. It's not fair. It's once again, it's where men have to, you know, we have to take whatever.
I don't want you to turn into that guy. Yeah. So let's... So Miles, what do you want from us? You want stories from people? You want advice? You want like... I mean, because you haven't said anything to her, have you? Like, hey, nice haircut.
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't. No, I have not reached out. I haven't talked to her. I haven't been passive aggressive. But I feel like I need support would be great, and or just advice of like what steps I could, if there are any steps I can take.
Hey, Miles, while she's getting her $300 haircuts, and you're hoping she would put that money away for like college, you know, for your child. You're going to get hit up for that years down the road again. We need money for college. And you're going to go, well, why don't you save some? So, doesn't matter. You have to kick in for college now.
I don't.
Oh, thanks for that thought.
Miles, why don't you hang on? Why don't you sit down? Cause, this could be bad for you,
dude.
Hang on, dude.
Every father that can relate to Miles, it's like beating your head against the wall. You can keep,
but I think
your
it's every, I don't, I know by and large it's been a male dominated world paying the support, but we live in a world where women make more money.
It's going to start evening out.
I know men who are getting child support from their wives.
Right.
If the roles were reversed, I would still feel as angry and as unfair if he's out there taking vacations and getting $300 haircuts and has jet skis and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And she's barely scraping by because she's giving her whole income over for, quote, child support.
Yes.
I'm just as mad. I'm not mad as a man. I'm mad as a human.
Right.
That one human is getting money that should be for this. It's just like, I don't want to get off on the tangent, but it's like taxes. It's like we pay all these taxes and we think, well, it's going to make our roads and bridges and everything, and then it doesn't happen, and you're like, what the hell are you doing with the money?
What
did you do with the money?
And dude, now that women are the major breadwinners in households, and they're going to be the ones that have to start paying spousal support, I've said this before, women will get rid of spousal support. Men, we're told you got to pay X amount, we just pay it. Women will get tired of it, and they'll get rid of spousal support.
Here's the deal. This money is supposed to be for the kid. So what can Miles do?
But the kid is being fed. The kid's got clothes. The kid's got everything a kid needs.
We don't want to get down into the legalities of it all, but if you've been through a situation like this, Miles is obviously... I mean, we've hit a nerve in this room, but if we hit a nerve out there, are you guys upset about this, or are we just... Are we barking at the moon for no reason?
Right.
What can Miles do about this unfair situation? D?
Yay!
What do you think?
Hey, I've been in a similar situation. I'm livid. When I was a kid, my dad also paid child support, but my mom spent everything. I didn't see a dollar of what he gave to me. So
your mom did the exact same thing as this woman is doing.
You had clothes.
Yes, I'm livid.
So, but what Steve is saying, I mean, did she starve you? Did you not have clothes? I mean, she did pay. She did keep
you
alive.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. So I went to school. I had a rough life and my mom did not care. She was the type of person who she was close. She had the expensive clothes on, expensive shoes, and I did not.
So what do you suggest? Like, what's the answer?
Right.
You know what? I don't know what the answer is. Maybe take her back to court. Fight that.
That's the only thing a man can do.
She does not deserve that money. Huh?
That's the only thing a man can do is show back up in court. If he's making less money, you show back up in court. Otherwise, he goes, hey, she got a $300 haircut and I paid for
don't
it.
Don't care.
The court's, that, don't care.
Because you can't prove that the money you gave her went to that.
Because she has her own money. She makes her own money.
Yes.
Yeah.
If she can afford a $300 haircut.
Well, look, at least take her back to court to be like, you know what? I'm not going to pay for this, and you're not going to get away with it.
Okay.
I wish it was that simple, but I don't...
I don't know. I don't know how he can fix it, but that is total BS, though. I'm so sorry. That is wrong.
The thing that was lost on me, I was feeling for Miles this whole time, but now that D has called, it's like... There's another victim in this.
And it's the daughter.
The daughter's like, how come I have to wear hand-me-down clothes?
And mom's wearing, you know.
The brand new red-soled shoes.
Yeah.
There's more than one person being affected by this woman's lifestyle.
But once again, the kid's being supported. The kid's got a home. The kid's eating. The kid's got, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Candy.
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so this has really touched a nerve with me as a parent who is a custodial parent who gets child support.
Okay.
Courts take both incomes into account. They formulate what the child's portion of both incomes are. So beyond that calculation, whatever her money is from her job that she's working, if she wants to spend that $300 on a trip or a haircut, that is her working income. If he wants to spend his $7 on his haircut, she's not out there complaining about the $7 he didn't put towards their child.
But Candy,
that's a good point.
Hear this. And again, we're only getting one side, so I'm 100% on board with you. But this guy's making it sound like the amount that's coming out of his check is making him live paycheck to paycheck, and somehow
I get the same argument from my ex. And here's what I'll tell you, because I actually did a spreadsheet for the man. What I get in child support is a fraction of what it actually costs to raise a child. There is a portion that needs to go to the home, the groceries, birthday parties for their friends at school.
You bet, karate sports, classes, all of that.
Sports aspect that he doesn't contribute to, because that is quote unquote what his child support goes to. But it doesn't cover a fraction of what it actually costs. And I, as the parent, have to make up that other fraction. So if I'm really great at budgeting and I finagle a $300 haircut, that's great on me. But my child is taken care of. He never wants for anything, and he has everything based off of what I provide.
Amen. Candy, are you mad at us for jumping on Miles' team?
No, I mean, I think that custodial parents, and I'm not going to say moms, because there's a lot of custodial dads, you know, who get child support from the moms who complain the same way. I just think that they all think, well, my money is going to her getting her nails done, or my money is going to the car that he is driving around. But your life, not every penny of what you make is going towards your child. If you're working, if you're not a working parent, maybe there's another argument. But I work 40 hours a week, and I'm entitled to allocate my money to pay for the things that my child always, always comes first. And then if there's luxury items left over and I balance that, then great on me. I'm not saying that, him getting frustrated because his ex took a vacation. People are entitled to take a vacation.
They
if he didn't have a child, he'd take a vacation. If he takes a vacation later this year, it's his ex-wife complaining about,
he should
be paying more child support. No, he's entitled to
weird?
Do that.
Candy, you just pointed out to me, you enlightened me. It's almost as if a woman receives child support, she's not allowed to have any luxuries,
anything,
to do anything. Everything should go to that child.
Look who flip-flopped hard.
I know.
Thank
I was
you
always
for the
on
call,
the fence.
Candy. Well, I mean, but it's true. It's like the thing that I'm starting to zone in on is you can't say he's giving her $1,000 a month in child support. She didn't take that $1,000 and cash it at the haircut place.
Right.
So you don't know where that $300 came from.
Exactly.
Diane?
Yay.
What do you think?
So I'm coming from the perspective of the person receiving the child support, and it's not always the woman. However, the man is generally the person making the bigger income, and it's based off of salary and time you spend with the child. for one, I wonder how much time he's spending with his daughter when he doesn't even know whether or not she was in Bora Bora. Wow. So, you know, the formula is the formula. Done deal.
So you don't get any, you don't get any say. It's like, it feels to me like in a perfect world, if I'm paying, it's like my HOA. I pay this money into Blue Sky, but at least once a year, they send me the statement that says, this year, your X dollars a month, we did paid this much for landscaping fees, and they balance their budget at the end of the year. I would like to get that at like, here's your $1,000 a month. It costs us this much for back to school clothes, this much for karate classes, this much for, and then have it balance. Then I'm going to feel okay. You can go nuts on your Bora Bora and your $300 haircut, because then I know it wasn't my money that bought that.
Exactly.
Right. You also don't know how much debt she's putting herself into, and you don't know where that money is coming from. It's not his check. Necessarily. It could be her credit cards, her sugar daddy, her boyfriend, her fiance, or what have you. But he doesn't get to say, the state gets to say how much you get to pay for child support.
And you said it's also based on how much time that they spend with the child. I didn't know that that's part of the equation. And
if it's 50-50, then you're both paying 50-50. Gotcha. If she's got the kid 70-30, then he's got to be paying 70. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because she's carrying more of the burden.
Gotcha.
So he's got to pay for him not carrying half the load of like the kids are with me. Because when the kids are at his house, he's paying for the food. If they're at her house 80% of the time, then he should pay for 80% of the food.
Amen.
You know?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Nice,
thank you for the call, Diane. We appreciate it. Lisa.
Hi. What's up?
What do you think?
Well, you know, I didn't get the whole story. I just got into where you guys were talking about how much money she's spending on herself other than her son.
Absolutely.
I am so against child support. I mean, it should be equal parenting, equal kids. I mean, spend the money on the kids. I mean, the poor guy probably doesn't get to see his daughter as much as he should, yet she gets the mother gets the money, and the mother spends the money, and the child has
if she won the custody battle, then he loses the financial battle.
Yeah, the spoils go to the victor, right?
And so tell me how she won a custody battle. What did she claim to get the custody? What did she claim against him?
Her gender automatically puts her out front of mom.
But I will disagree with you. I'm a mother who lost custody of my kids due to false allegations.
Uh-oh.
And so it's not just gender. That's why I'm on this dude's side. I mean, she had to have done something to claim something against him that he couldn't afford an attorney enough to battle to get his daughter. So now he's lost his daughter. He's losing his money. What else?
What else can she take from him?
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Lisa. Here's my problem, dude. Every time we get a call that's on her side, I'm all in.
Right, but then when it goes to his side.
And then we get somebody who called as the daughter who got shafted. I'm like, I'm back on Miles' side.
Right.
I don't know this is an impossible.
Yeah.
Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
All right. Without flat out telling him he's SOL, there's a couple possibilities. Is he needs to make sure that the child support was set up with her working and that income was put into the formula.
Okay. Gotcha.
Now, if that's been plugged in, he needs to make sure he has a parenting plan with overnights. He could have the kid for 23 hours. It doesn't matter. He needs overnights, and he needs to have more than around 9,800. The more he has, the lower it will go.
So the more time he has the kids, the lower amount he has to pay her. We were kind of delving into that a second ago, that's the equation they use. The reason he owes so much is because she has the kids so much.
Yes, and a lot of times just the child support will be set up without a parenting plan, and the courts will not initiate a parenting plan. So the father has to do it, and then at that point, he has to take that parenting plan back to the child support services, hand them the court order paper saying, here's how many times I have my child overnight, and then they'll redo the formula.
Thank you for the call, Shane. Sounds like you've been in the trenches yourself. If you know that much about it, we appreciate the call. I'm not on either side,
because
the real person here is the daughter.
The daughter.
So if you guys have resources for Miles, I know there's so many women fired up against him for she's allowed. Nobody's saying she's not allowed to have a $300 haircut. Right. I don't want anybody to misunderstand.
Right.
But
as long as the child's not going without.
That's it.
Yeah.
And how do you say, I need to see where that money went to make sure none of it went to your haircut.
There it is.
If you want to respond to any of this, go to the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.